With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and former President Trump looking to solidify their re-election bids in Super Tuesday voting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says voters in 16 states and one territory are casting ballots today.
Biden and Trump are the front runners in their respective parties, and that trend is expected to continue. But neither will be able to claim the presumptive nominee title after Super Tuesday's voting. The earliest that could happen is next week for Trump, or later in the month for the president.
St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says a Super Tuesday sweep by Mr. Trump would move him a lot closer to the GOP nomination.
If we are at the end of the vote counting on Super Tuesday talking about how Trump has basically swept the Super Tuesday states, it's really tough to see how this ends in anything other than the Trump nomination.
Also at SRNnews.com, Alabama lawmakers are looking to restart in vitro fertilization services in the state.
The Alabama House of Representatives and the Senate are debating legislation today to protect IVF providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo. Many IVF providers in the state stopped providing services to patients after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples whose frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility could pursue wrongful death lawsuits for their extrauterine children. I'm Donna Warder.
Rising tension in the disputed South China Sea, where a Chinese and a Philippine Coast Guard vessel have collided, four Filipino crew members suffering minor injuries. Also today, word that Communist China is boosting its military budget again, an increase of just over 7% this year. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 41 points. This is SRN News. Israeli Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz was in Washington Monday meeting at the White House and raising concerns about Vice President Kamala Harris's call for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas terrorists. Across America, polls suggest that evangelicals are strongly in Israel's corner, and in Dallas, Pastor Jack Graham has declared his unwavering support for Israel.
You can't negotiate with terrorists, and so I would call upon every Christian and certainly pastors to support Israel and to pray for the hostages and their families, and let's eliminate the terrorists and those who would destroy Israel, because once Israel is down, if it goes down, and it won't, God said he will preserve it, but if Israel goes down, then it puts the whole world in the crosshairs of these terrorists, and they're coming for Christians next, so it just won't end in Israel.
Jack Graham is senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, which recently hosted relatives of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. This is SRN News. Well, Miami Beach trying to break up with spring break.
But it's still not clear if spring break will take the hint. After three straight years of spring break violence, officials are implementing month-long security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city warning visitors to expect curfews, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. At the same time, business owners are concerned they'll lose money during one of the busiest times of the year. Jason Walker reporting.
The feds are investigating a deadly plane crash last night near a Nashville interstate. Small plane went down alongside I-40, leaving five people dead. All of the victims were on board the plane. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board looking into it. Police posted a photo of charred wreckage of the aircraft in the grass along the interstate. More details at SRNnews.com.